Blog Talk Radio.
Here, my God.
Last night took a L, but tonight I bounce back. Wake up every morning, by the night I count stacks. Knew that ass was real when I hit it, bounce back. You ain't get shit. Last night took a L, but tonight I bounce back. Boy, I've been broke as hell, catch the check and bounce back. B-Town LAX, every week I bounce back. If you a real one, then you know how to bounce back.
Whoa, what's up, NBA big leaguers and coaches, this is your commish coming in, you know, Ivan Parker, doing this again live, you know, once again, this is the NBA fantasy football draft weekend. I don't know about you, but I've been really, really, really excited about the things that's going up and then the feedback we've got from the podcast, from the big leaguers and the other coaches. So this segment, we got a good interview coming in with Debo. He's a longtime friend, longtime coach of the big leaguers, and he's also one of the guys that make the league pretty interesting. Very colorful guy, good guy. So I'm just going to get cut to the chase and get him on the call.
What's going on, Debo? What's up, man? What's happening?
What's up, man? Okay. I'm cool, and I appreciate you taking the time out of your busy day to, you know, drop a few words of wisdom and a little feedback on your draft and how the things went this weekend. So, how things are going?
Man, all is well here, man. I'm just ready for some football. It's been a long time coming. It's like every time once the Super Bowl is over with, it's like a long, long, long wait. But we back now.
It's a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Hey, I'm not the best singer, but I get the picture. That's same here. It's like you know, waiting on football is like waiting on the baby to be birthed.
Hey. I know that's real.
So with that, you know, was there any preparation in your draft today? Like, how did that go?
Well, I got off to a very bad start. I overslept the draft, and I woke up like around 9:45, and I woke up to like the third round, and my first two draft choices, I wish Yahoo could have drafted someone else, because my number one overall pick, Dalvin Cook, the running back out of Minnesota, really hasn't shown much yet in the preseason, and I'm highly skeptical of what he's going to do in week one against New Orleans Saints. So I'm highly skeptical. I really wish.
Right, hold on,
like,
how does that work? Because you're a big Saints fan, aren't you?
I'm a diehard Saints fan. I mean, I ain't want no Dalvin Cook. I mean, thanks to Yahoo, I had no other choice. I mean, they drafted him for me. And then on top of that, they put $34 on this man. I mean, he hasn't shown nothing for me yet for me to put $34 on him. So, I mean, hey, it is what it is. And then to follow that, last year I picked DeAndre Hopkins from Houston, Texas, the wide receiver, and I got him again this year, and I didn't want him again this year.
They say one person never gets struck by lightning twice, so I guess that's not the case here, is it?
it seems that's what it is, but I'm stuck with him again for the second consecutive year, and he don't have nobody to throw it to him. So right now I'm kind of trying to figure out some trades and see what I could get for either him or Dalvin Cook.
Okay, hold on. So are you going to go on air right now and say that you're willing to, you know, you actually got trade, you know, some players on the trade block and you're looking for trades?
Well, I tried to attempt a trade with my beloved frat brother, Dr. Spectacular. he wanted for I forgot the guy who he wanted to trade, but he
AJ
wanted
Green?
Just
he was,
yeah,
wasn't
AJ,
he the
yeah.
other guy that overslept during the draft?
Oh yeah, you should have saw. He was worse off than me. That boy put $61 on Christian McCaffrey.
Wait, isn't he a rookie?
Yeah, he's a rookie. He's not even a – he got to beat out Jonathan Stewart, man. So I don't even know how that's going to work. But good luck to him. I'm sure he won't make the playoffs this year. But anyway, so, yeah, I try to get him to take on Delvin Cook for A.J. Green. He talking about he wants Deshaun Jackson and Marshawn Lynch for A.J. Green. I'm like, man, you got to be smoking rocks. It's not going to happen, sir.
But, I mean, you know, hey, that's a big trade. That's a one-sided trade if you got Delvin Cooks and for A.J. Green. You don't think that's a one-sided trade?
One-sided? I think that's a fair trade if you ask me. I mean,
earlier you said that Delvin Cooks is unproven, and, you know, you're trying to put him against an A.J. Green. Like, you know, hey, that's a wide receiver stud at that position.
Well, hey, I mean, it is what it is. I'm just trying to see what I could get for him. But apparently A.J. Green ain't going to happen because he want Dr. Spectacular, he wants too much. So, I don't think that trade is going to be successful.
Well, let me, you know, correct me, but let me quote him. He was like, I may have woke up late, but I wasn't born yesterday. So, I'm in agreement with you that I don't think that trade will go through.
Well, you know, sometimes you gotta try. You gotta try to see what's out there and who's gonna, you know, it's like going fishing, you know, hoping to catch the right one. So
hold on, you can't just go past that. So are you going fishing or just the right one? Like, which one is it?
Well, I'm fishing right now. I'm fishing Delvin Cook. I'm trying to see if someone gonna
you
catch
find
the
right one that's going to bite that fish bait. That's what you're telling me.
That's right. That's
all right,
right.
So here it is, ladies and gentlemen. You hear Coach of your boy and them, Debo. He said he's looking for the right fish to eat this trade bait. So, hey, don't be that fish out there.
I think right now I might not have no other choice but to keep Delvin Cook, but I am definitely looking for offers for DeAndre Hopkins. So, and if you big league of coaches out there want to trade, holler at your boy. I got two people that I'm putting on a trade block.
Okay, cool. All right, so with this was, you know, besides oversleeping, what was your draft strategy going into today's draft?
Running back. I struggled with running backs the past 2 to 3 years in fantasy, and I've had some horrible backs. But this year I follow up with Marshawn Lynch. Of course, Yahoo picked Delvin Cook for me. I went after Derrick Henry, and I also went after Darren McFadden. I think he's the sleeper. With the situation involving Mr. Elliott out there in Dallas, I think McFadden gonna. I think he's gonna surprise a lot of people first 6 weeks. So I'm hopeful. I mean,
So you said 6 weeks. So are you in agreement that Zeke is gonna be suspended 6 games, or are you one of these genie believers who think he's going to pull a rabbit out the hat and, you know, and everything's going to be erased away?
Well, I personally don't care, honestly, but I drafted Darren McFadden for that sole reason of Mr. Elliott being suspended for the first 6 games. Now, if his suspension get overturned, then fellas, y'all could go ahead and go after McFadden because I will be releasing him.
Cool. All right, so, you know, just give a little background information on, you know, how long you've been playing fantasy football?
What year? When 2017, I would probably say, 2012, 2013, I think I've been in this league here for about, maybe 4 or 5 years, if not longer. So,
yeah, I'll
you know,
say
I've, been in, I've been in the game 2 years ago. I was in a Super Bowl against my former nemesis, Miss Nakiba. I forgot her the name of her team, but
Whoop that.
If you out there, come on back. We miss you. We miss talking
shit
to you.
Yes, we do. She's one of the pillars and the only 2-time champion.
The only 2-time champion. Yeah, but she need to come on back so we could give her due diligence. You know.
You've always been a guy with a punchline. I'm telling you, I like that.
So, I try, man.
So, Who's your rival? Who's your rival coach in the league?
Right now, my rival for the past 2 years is Mr. Life Support. So he's going to be needing a whole lot of life support come week two because I'm going to whoop that ass, point blank.
Here it is, Coach Life Support. Yes, this is a rival game two. I guess we see our rival game week two.
That's
coach
right. It's going to be week two.
Boy, them in Life Support. But earlier today, you didn't even know his name. And he clearly knew who you was because he was looking forward to this game, you know, well before the draft.
Well, I'm going to put him to bed real early because it's going to end real early. I'm gonna make sure I start all my 12 o'clock. All the people who playing the 12 o'clock game, make sure I go ahead and start them so we can go ahead and wash him out real quick. Cause if he gonna be waiting on some extra points for that Monday night football game, it's not gonna happen for him. Cause the game gonna been over with by Sunday. So
whoa, that's big words, right?
It is what
right?
it is.
That's
well,
big
you
words.
Know, I speak highly of my team. You know, I think I have a Super Bowl contender team right here. As a matter of fact, I know I have a Super Bowl contender team. I'm not going to say I think because I know. So right now, all I need to do is make sure I have all my players in position to win, to help me help them so we can be successful this season and take the trophy this year.
Okay. Well, you know, the dog's trying to be a part of the show. So hold on 1 second. Hey, he called us on back. Had to get the door. You know, that's what happens when you live with little kids. His little kiddo friends came looking for him. But
yeah. We're
back in the saddle with Big League Coach Debo. So we're just doing a quick post recap on his draft status. So can't let you go without asking, man, did you see the draft today where rookie Big League Coach Easton Eagles, he went ahead and dropped $75 on Le'Veon Bell. What do you think about that?
I think he need to leave the drugs alone. I think he need to, whatever it is he was smoking, snorting before, I think he need to stop while he's ahead of time because no one's going to spend that kind of money on a player. I mean, it's a risk. You know what I'm saying? Drafting players, spending a lot of money on players like that. I mean, you got to hope they show up. I mean, Le'Veon Bell, he's pretty much been a pioneer of the fantasy world the last couple of seasons. So hopefully he could, you know, produce and have the same numbers he's been having the last couple of seasons. But, you know, to spend that kind of money on that one player, you know, I mean, you would expect that from a rookie. So I'm sure he'll learn his lesson somewhere down the line. When he have everyone else on his squad with only 2 and 3 points and Le'Veon Bell the only one with like 40 points, you know, so.
Okay, well, Coach, we got 90 seconds here to wrap things up. Man, this has been a great interview. We're here with Big League Coach Debo of Team Your Boy and Them. And, man, so anything last words you got to say for the, you know, people in the group and the big leaguers in the league?
Well, this is the only thing I have to say. I know my main nemesis is Mr. Life Support in week two. I'll see you in week two, but I need to take care of business in week one, and I'm playing against Mr. Falcons 28, Patriots 3. I still think that that catch name is still hilarious, but I'll be the one laughing come the end of Monday night.
Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. You have it. He just claimed him a week one victory. And just like the song say, bounce back. You know, he started off in the league a little bit slacking, but now, 2017, he's looking for a bounce back. So we got Big League Coach Debo and myself. We're signing off. Bounce back. Hey. Hey. When I hit it, bounce back. You ain't get checks. Last night took a L, but tonight I bounce back. Boy, I've been broke as hell. Catch a check and bounce. Down LAX, every week I bounce back. Bro. If you a real one, then you know how to bounce back. Don't know nobody, oh nobody. Always on the fucking job. I got no hobbies, got the city.
I'm home, bro. Vibing, not more than my phone. No, leave me alone, me on my own.